flies on their flies.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Max, Jazz and Anissa with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Southeast Queensland hospitals have reported a massive increase in the number of concussions in the following days of hail back-to-back in the region. A small business owner at a school fete in Esk was taken to Ipswich Hospital for a suspected neck injury, and a Brisbane musician needed a check-up after being struck by a stone only the size of a battery. Widespread property damage was also reported, with solar panels, windows and large trees and anything not being kept under gazebos being destroyed. Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate has called for urgent e-transport legislation changes after two children have died in e-bike accidents in the last 36 hours. A 15-year-old boy died after losing control of an e-bike on Saturday morning, which follows the death of an 8-year-old boy 36 hours earlier. Tate has called for all e-bikes to be registered, riders to be licensed, and for people caught acting illegally to have their devices seized. Gold Coast Police Chief Superintendent Kylie Reek said police were concerned by the exponentially increasing number of minors riding illegal e-bikes, and that the bikes were putting further strain on communities trying to reduce roadway fatalities. A Queensland parliamentary inquiry examining e-transport device safety is due to table its report by March 2026.
In national news, multiple skincare products with banned ingredients have been issued with notices, however, are still being sold in Australia. The New South Wales Environment Protection Authority, who issued the compliance, identified 8 beauty products which contain microbeads, an ingredient that has been banned in New South Wales since 2022. New South Wales Environment Protection Authority CEO Tony Chappell said microbeads come at a significant environmental cost and said they do not belong in skincare or our waterways. Tara Jones from Australian Marine Conservation Society says the microplastics are almost impossible to remove once they enter the environment. These microplastics don't disappear once they are washed down the drain. They persist in the environment, continuing to harm marine animals and plants. Unfortunately, the regulations nationwide are inconsistent, with states having to make their own rules. Most states have issued bans on rinse-off plastics, but products such as makeup, cleaning and deodorants do not fit this category. The federal government will look to give Australian householders 3 hours of free power every day under the new solar sharer scheme. The basic idea of the scheme would see the government require energy retailers to provide energy at a vastly reduced price to negative wholesale prices during the middle of the day, when more solar power is generated than is used. Climate Minister Chris Bowen confirmed that the wholesale prices would reach negatives in most states and territories under the scheme and will be granted to everyone regardless of if they are renting or have solar panels.
In international news, over 36,000 people have fled Sudan's Kordofan region since Saturday as fighting intensified following the Rapid Support Forces, or the RSF, capture of Al-Fashir in Darfur after a year-long blockade. The area between Darfur and Khartoum has become a new front line in the two-year civil war between the RSF and the Sudanese armed forces. The International Organization for Migration reported nearly 37,000 people fleeing five North Kordofan localities between 26 and 31 October, mostly on foot toward Tawila, which already shelters over 650,000 displaced people. ICRC President Mirjan Spoljaric described the situation as horrific, warning that history is repeating in Darfur, where over 200,000 were killed in the nearly 2000s genocide by the Janjaweed, the RSF's preceders. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy, but should clear up by midday onwards. The river will reach king tide by 9 a.m. this morning and will be at its lowest before 3 p.m. this afternoon. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.